This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at
97.3. Uh-oh. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. Even happier hump day to people who've already got their tickets for the 5th annual Secret Show / pool party. Oh, today's the day. I can't believe it's finally here.
Good times.
Heading up to Sonoma. Staying at the very posh Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Tomorrow morning, we're doing our show live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. There's a big tent set up in the front. Just pull in there and come on in.
That's right. We go out to the pool after the secret show we're going to record, and we'll kick off the party, and then I will be back in my luxurious room TV and bedding down.
Yes, for the evening.
Because I've got to get up early. But the rest of you, rage on.
Yeah, have a great time. Please, we'll be able to hear you from our rooms and be all jealous. Singing your Boys to Men songs. Whatever Vaughn has going for you.
Vaughn's running the party.
Yeah, Vaughn, if you could turn the volume down a little bit after Vinny and I depart, that'd be great.
He said no.
He's going to crank it.
Like, just don't turn it. No, stop. Don't be a jerk. He's ripping the knob off, you guys.
Turn
I don't like
up,
it.
Baby.
All right. Right now, caller number 9 instantly wins a pair of tickets to see Ariana Grande at the Chase Center in San Francisco on December 17th. The tickets go on sale this Monday at LiveNation.com. And Jane has your next chance to win today around 4 o'clock. You got it. Call now. 800-400-3697. Nicole was going to grab those calls. I want it. I bought it.
You're a good singer.
Thanks, Vinny. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka. I'd throw it over to Yuzette, but she's already under a bottle of Tahoe Blue Vodka. She's up in Sonoma already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's getting things ready for us, making sure that there's plenty of vodka flowing.
Good time starting early in Sonoma.
They do. It's true. They start on Tuesday, apparently.
Right.
Some of us get to leave on Tuesday for meetings and set up. Tahoe Blue Vodka. Thank you for being a sponsor. It's hard to disguise Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, it might be fine. You might be able to get him into some kind of outfit where people don't know it's him, but then he starts talking.
Right.
And you're like, hey.
Arnold is Arnold all the time.
Aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am. So he's 71 years old. So, you know, he's a big dude and has that voice. He is in a new ad that plugs electric cars. So, okay.
That is shocking, since he's the guy who brought us the Hummer.
In fact, that's one of the comments that he makes in this. Do you want to just roll it and we'll talk about it after? Here's a quick look at it. So basically,
but the guy recognized him right off the bat, right, is what you're getting at.
Yes.
Which is, yeah,
just silly,
of course.
So it's a Kicking Gas. It's called Kicking Gas. It debuted yesterday, and it's a work of Veloz, a consortium of more than 40 automakers, utility companies, government agencies, and advocacy groups dedicated to accelerating the adoption of electric cars in California. And I would like to say proudly that Bryn and I drive i3s, and those are prominently featured in this
yes,
ad.
Yes, prominently.
Fun little car.
Look at you two go.
I know, yay! I haven't been to a gas station in months.
Way to save the world.
So they're sharing this four-minute video online. They are paying to promote it on Facebook and Instagram, and they're renting 34 digital billboards across California for 4 weeks to point people to the video so you can check it out. And when he revs that Hummer, man, the whole parking lot fills up with
Look
exhaust.
At Arnold Pivot, though. He is the guy who I think I want to say that the our government gave him one of the Hummers, and he was driving it all over the place.
Right.
When those things became production vehicles.
I thought to myself, I must do better. Other old guy news, William Shatner, significantly older.
Way
88
older.
Years old
yeah.
now. He was, of course, Captain James T. Kirk in the groundbreaking television series Star Trek, beginning in 1966. And this past weekend, he was at day 3 of Alien Con 2019 at the L.A. Convention Center.
God.
God, why don't I get the newsletter on these things? He elaborated on his latest television project. It's called The Unexplained. So it's like the word unexplained, but a capital X in the middle and no E. It's a paranormal series about extraterrestrial mysteries. He is going to be also sharing executive producer duties and hosting the nonfiction series. They try to solve some of the world's most intriguing mysteries, and it's truth-seeking that resonates most with our viewers, says the History Channel chief. So William Shatner, if you're into it, he's got a new show called The Unexplained.
All right.
88 years old, still going strong. Yeah, work. Yeah. Work keeps you going. He's been working.
I don't
the whole
disagree,
time.
But you'd think that he would just relax.
You would think. A lot of times people are afraid to relax because they're like, oh, God, if I sit down, I'll never get up.
Look at your parents. They're doing great. Your dad's got a line in the water right now, and he's pulling fish out like there's no tomorrow.
I hope that's true. He should be doing
got a
that.
Nice cold bud between his legs.
Boy, you have a picture of him.
Am I wrong?
My thought is that he, my mom has him doing the honeydew list. That's probably a little
I got
more
the
accurate.
Picture from you. You're the one who's told me all this stuff.
Yeah. He tells me he doesn't drink much anymore.
All right.
That's what he tells me.
I'm just telling you what you told me.
Beer. He's cut down to a 12er instead of a 24, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's cut it way down. Cardi B had to show up in court yesterday. She's looking at 4 years in prison. It's not going to happen. But
Cardi B is?
Yeah, this is about that fight. Do you remember two bartenders, their sisters, at a strip club? She sicked her team on them. And at first, she just was charged with a couple misdemeanors. And I guess these women are also co-defendants, though. Or I guess there's women on her team who are co-defendants. These two sisters, let me see if I can find their names here. Jade and Batty G. I'm guessing those aren't their real names. Initially, Cardi B was charged with just misdemeanors for ordering an attack on these two. But then she rejected a plea deal that would have given her a conditional discharge in return for pleading guilty to a single misdemeanor. And when she wouldn't take it, they convened a grand jury and ended up with a 12-count indictment. So, and yeah, they're saying there's two co-defendants in the case. They were also arraigned, but both pled not guilty. So I don't know how this will shake out, but I'll tell you something. She put a nice little package together for her court appearance. Like, she's buttoned up. She's wearing a black pantsuit. Her hair's just so. Her makeup's very understated. She looked fine walking in there.
As opposed to her stage persona.
Yes, where, you know, she's like an uber slut. Right. So the judge gave her, and, you know, twerking that ass.
No, I got you. We all got it.
The judge actually addressed her and said, would you like me to read all the charges aloud in court? Her attorney goes, that won't be necessary. And she said, not guilty, sir, honor. Thought that was pretty funny.
Not guilty, sir, honor. She has a lawyer who's clearly gotten through to her.
Yeah. Not guilty. I know you didn't ask for that yet, but not guilty.
You're having the time of your life. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah. 4 years in prison. If she's convicted on these felony charges, from a misdemeanor to a felony. Good luck, Cardi.
I think she'll do well. I think she continues to listen to her lawyer.
Well, she used to drug and burglarize the men that she was turning as tricks, so she probably deserves some jail time. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that was quite a little public, yeah, wasn't it?
She blabbed and blabbed about it. Up until someone said, you can go to jail for that. Oh, oops.
Oh, that is one of my favorite quotes.
Yeah. This part down here.
That's one of my favorite quotes. I really like it.
Beth Chapman, that's Dog the Bounty Hunter.
She seems like someone who really knows how to...
Anatomy.
Have fun. I'm done.
Okay.
You were going to say.
I'm going to talk about a lady who's going to die.
Oh.
I don't know.
Man, there's some rough news out there today.
Yeah. We're not hitting any of it.
I can't get that picture out of my head. It's killing me.
Don't. I wish you hadn't seen it.
I do too.
I have just the visual in my mind from what they described this morning on the news as I was driving in. I was like, oh boy. Yeah. It makes me feel very grateful for the life that we lead here.
Right.
That we're not so desperate to leave the country that we wound up drowning on our mission to get here. It's horrifying.
I know. I agree.
let's take a moment to be grateful. Beth Chapman is not expected to recover. She is the wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
She's been battling throat cancer. She actually had it beat, she thought, a couple years ago, and it came back. They have put her into a medically induced coma. They did this, I think, I want to say I heard this story on Monday. They were doing it because she was having trouble breathing, A, but she, but B, she was trying to yank everything out. Like, she started to flip out and pull all this stuff out. Like, you know how panicked you can get
yeah.
when there's things down your throat and you're, oh. So they put her into this coma. She is not expected to recover. Her mother has flown in. I guess she's in Hawaii. So her mother flew from the mainland to Hawaii to be by her daughter's side. Children, grandchildren all are gathering. Oh, they're saying here stage 4 lung cancer. I thought it was a throat thing. Either way, she was experiencing difficulty breathing as well as choking, placed in a medically induced coma. They're saying there's not a lot that can be done for her at this point, and the family's making medical decisions with the help of her doctors.
I can't even... The closest I can get to imagining difficulty breathing is if you've ever had the wind knocked out of you,
mm-hmm.
and I have.
It's a panicky feeling.
That feeling like you're not going to ever be able to catch your breath
right.
again is...
You just
those are the longest moments of your life.
Can't make a draw. Dog the Bounty Hunter actually posted a picture of her hand as she lay in the hospital bed with freshly painted nails and the caption, "You all know how she is about her nails." Here's a shot of it. I don't either, but now I do.
And there's just...
Right. It's a hand that is beautifully decorated nail-wise and has, you know, an IV thing and gauze.
And it's tied down.
Right.
Oof.
It's not good. Serena Williams is getting her first Wheaties box. I know. It's exciting.
I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Well, and that's kind of what this story is about. It's undoubtedly an honor, but it's long overdue. She's won 72 career titles, including 23 in singles, 14 in women's doubles, 2 in mixed doubles, and is a 4-time Olympic gold medalist. And they're giving her Wheaties box, finally.
Well, she's the greatest women's tennis player by far.
Agreed.
So, yeah, why? What's the
there
deal?
It is. It's a great shot of her, too, as she's mm-hmm. just, like, head back, like, ah, looks like a victory scream. So, since 1934, Wheaties, known for its slogan, the Breakfast of Champions, has celebrated athletes by putting photos of them on their packaging. And this is her first time. She is, I think, the second African-American woman to be on there. Althea Gibson was the first black woman tennis player to be on the box. And she wrote, "Today, I'm honored to be the second." I thought this was kind of touching and nice, so I'm going to tell you about it. Laverne Cox, who I want to say, do we know her from Orange is the New Black?
Mm-hmm.
She is a transgender woman, and she's had a boyfriend for quite a while here, a couple years, but they've broken up. On Tuesday morning, she and he announced their breakup in a joint statement through social media. His name must be Kyle Draper, @TheKyleDraper. She said, "We have broken up. After much soul-searching and tears from both of us, we've decided it's time for us to go our separate ways. We decided we should make a public statement since our relationship was public in ways neither of us anticipated. This is that public statement. We know our relationship meant so much to so many people, especially trans folks, giving them hope that this kind of love is possible for them as well. That hope, the hope for love, has not waned in me in the face of this breakup, but rather is fortified. Knowing that we are both capable of giving and receiving love with this level of kindness, respect, trust, affection, depth, and intensity has been so healing and life-affirming for both of us. I'm so grateful we were open to love and for every moment we had together." They dated for about 2 years, and they would often, you know, put pictures of themselves up on Instagram, etc. There's a really cute picture of him with a mohawk, and I'll hand you this in a second. "We've both grown in innumerable ways as a result. Now it's just time to move on separately. We both want a breakup that honors and respects the quality of our relationship and the love we shared." As for his perspective, he said, "At Laverne Cox and I have broken up, and she wrote the most beautiful statement that sums up our feelings perfectly." Happy Pride, everybody. I just thought that was a very nice statement to have made. Isn't that a cute picture,
mm-hmm.
though? Yeah, he's like taking a bite out of her apple of her face mm-hmm. with his mohawk going on there. It's cute. I just think this is funny, and I know since Hooman's here and he loves Leo DiCaprio that he'll enjoy this. He was playing volleyball with some friends in Malibu over the weekend, you know, as you do. And, of course, there were people there taking pictures because everywhere Leo is, there's a group of paparazzi. So when he got hit right in the face with a ball, they were there to catch it. There's really not much more to the story than that, but if you just want to, if you want a quick giggle today, there he is with his hands up, you know, fists together as though he's going to get that thing up out of his way, and it is just pat, just boom.
I can't tell if he's hitting the ball into his own face
or if it got by him,
because the way his arms are, you would put your hands like that to get a ball that's coming down.
Right.
So it looks like it may have hit his arms and gone back right into his own face.
Because his arms are up as though he's already done the hit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's
a great picture.
He's not a good volleyball player based on the photo, but
I wasn't there for the whole game. Right. It's possible. Let's see. Netflix is saying that more than 23 million accounts worldwide have watched the four-part drama about the Central Park Five. Looks like...
I still haven't gotten to that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
People are talking about how depressing and horrific and
difficult to watch. But 23 million people. But, well, 23 million accounts have watched it.
Right.
Are you into Shark Week at all?
Nope.
I mean, you're always around sharks, so I would think you'd be interested in what they're up to.
No, I'm not interested in Shark Week at all. In fact, I think it's kind of stinky that they do this.
Yeah, they do it every year, and it's one of their biggest weeks.
I'm sure that it is.
This is on the Discovery Channel. Shark Week this week is July 28th through August 4th. Rob Riggle, who I love...
I
do. He was a correspondent on The Daily Show for a short time, but I see him in, like, he's in a couple ads, and I've seen him in a couple of movies, like with smaller parts, and I just love his delivery. I just think he's
Isn't he the guy that works on the Fox football show?
I think he does do some sports stuff.
I'm not sure.
I wouldn't be watching the Fox sports show. He is coming back to the Shark Channel, to the Shark Week lineup on Discovery Channel, with a new show co-starring some of his famous friends. It's called Shark Trip, Eat, Pray, Chum. And it'll air as part of the annual week of programming centered around sharks. Let's see. They say actor, comedian, retired Marine, and global investigator, Rob Riggle. Plus, it looks like Anthony Anderson, a friend of his from Blackish, Adam Devine from The Righteous Gemstones, Joel McHale from Card Sharks, and Damon Wayans Jr. For the ultimate guy, Jr., from the Ultimate Guy's Trip. It's a shark adventure. It's unclear if the friends know exactly what they signed up for, and I don't even know exactly what they're... I'm going to guess they're going to chum the water and try and get some sharks to come around. Sounds fun.
Great.
He's also doing double duty as host of Shark Week's late-night talk show, Shark After Dark, I guess where they recap the day's events on the Discovery Channel. And he goes on to rave about it. But if you're looking forward to Shark Week, that's happening.
I'm not. But thank you.
If you feed your toddler Flamin' Hot Cheetos and post about it on Instagram...
What'll happen?
What do you think will happen?
Well, does Child Protective Services take your kid away from you?
No, but the internet has its way with you.
Oh, okay.
One person said, those Cheetos are beyond toxic. She's just a child. Go read a parenting book. And that was just one of the million... So, April Love Geary was sharing what she thought was a laid-back family moment. Herself and singer Robin Thicke. Remember when he used to be, what is that chick's name? The one who was in Mission Impossible?
Oh, Patton, Paula Patton.
Yes. They have a kid together, 9-year-old named Julian. But he's got a 16-month-old daughter with this chick, April Love Geary. Mia Love is her name.
All right.
So at 16 months, they're handing her Flamin' Hot Cheetos. And the video post was just called Mondays.
As much as I love hot stuff, I just cannot get into those Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
They're
not good, is what they are.
You know what? That's the only flavor. It's just the heat. Like, there's no, like, underlying cheese or anything. They're not bad.
They got a jalapeno one that's not bad, but the Flamin' Hot, it's not good.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'll take regular
you
Cheetos.
You do?
And Derek's crazy about it.
Oh, the Flamin' Hots?
Yeah, he's like...
Those are the ones that put Lil Xan in the hospital, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if that... He probably was doing something else.
Yeah.
That put him in the hospital.
Yeah, good try.
Ridiculous.
The mother here, April Love Geary, is 24 years old.
She is smoking hot.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my God.
Well, the internet's all over
her. You like her, huh?
Oh,
she's bones.
10. She's a 10.
Like... She's
yeah.
Like,
look how happy Robin Thicke looks in that picture standing next to his 24-year-old baby mama. She had that baby when she was like 22. Oh my God,
so
she has like
skinny
spider limbs. She's so skinny.
Good for them.
Yeah. So they go on to say
who
in
would
story,
think Cheetos got anywhere near that body?
No doubt.
Look how skinny
well, that's why she feeds
looks
them to her kids. She's like, well, I can't eat those.
Right.
Rapper Lil Xan went in the hospital last year for eating too many Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Some mother was blaming those as the reason her teen needed gallbladder surgery.
You got to eat a lot of them for that to happen,
and
right?
I would think. And a pediatrician said the snack can send young children to the ER. Mm. And they contain too much fat and salt, creating an acidity in the stomach, which can cause stomach aches that double kids over in pain, said this doctor.
What? Yikes.
I know. Anyway... That's just solid parenting right there.
Hot stuff usually would make a kid not want it.
I know. A 16-month-old want more of those? That's too spicy.
That's my kid right there. Yeah. Too spicy.
Well, you did put salt on her cinnamon toast.
Well, but that wasn't that was an accident, first of all. Mm. But anything that's too spicy.
Yeah, kids like it bland generally.
Right.
What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Drunken bachelorette party heroes.
Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, there's still a lot to come on the show. Disney Cruise Escape, like three vacations in one, coming up at 9 o'clock. Be here. Lots of chances to get qualified for that, and they start at 9:05.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 40 years, and the June sales event on now. Ooh. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. Here's what's happening.
I hear you.
It is wedding season. Maybe you've heard.
I have
heard. A lot
heard
of people like to get married in the spring
wedding
and summer.
Lovely wedding to go to in less than a month.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Oh, really?
Two-night stay in a beautiful place.
Oh, you're going? You're doing the two nights?
I'm going to have to. Yeah. It's just so far.
It's funny.
So far. It's a destination wedding for me.
I'm glad, though, that you're going to be there to support.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I wouldn't miss it for the world, Vinny.
There have been multiple... Never mind. I won't even say
multiple
what
it is.
Just
cancellations? No. Last minute cancellations?
No.
Multiple
talk
what
about it. Let's
orgasms
hear it.
No. Multiple orgasms?
What?
What are you going to say?
What's
multiple
wrong with
what
you?
Multiple what?
Multiple what?
Tell me more. Multiple what the hell?
Just as conversations have happened, there have been a lot of ways in which, or questions as to how other people can get more involved. And I'm like, let everybody just have fun. Not everybody wants to do more.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Yeah,
like
what's
just
like
things.
People who are going to be in town, you know, let's plan some activities.
Oh,
right.
I see.
There's stuff.
Are
there's
you
things.
Plan
you should have put Hooman in charge of that. He loves planning things.
No. You know who I want to be off that day the most is Hooman.
Oh.
Just come and let it wash over you, buddy.
I have a question about the activities.
There's no
need
for you to work that day. At all.
Did you plan any activities for these people?
Zero.
Oh,
that's fine. People like to fade. They're in Santa Cruz, for God's sake.
I will give you
a
list of things you can go find to do. And restaurants you can go hit.
My question is, because I did find out that Hooman will be cooking, packing, and bringing his own food up to Sonoma.
Yes.
Will you be eating the food at Vinny's wedding?
Well, I asked for the vegetarian. I don't know what that is.
I'm going to... I don't know either.
All right.
I'm going to bet that it's a macaroni because that's the safest possible way to...
Oh, it's macaroni. Yeah, I'll probably bring my own food to the wedding.
You can't eat macaroni either?
I can, but it's
inflammatory, Vinny. And it might have some kind of spicy sauce on it that will super be inflammatory.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to worry about our back and our teeth and our hip. What else is wrong?
Well, when these lights are on, it hurts my eyes and everything, my brain.
Oh, poor guy.
You're such a liar. You just don't want the lights on.
What's going on with you?
Turn off
the lights. You know what's weird about this situation that he's in is he is the most advanced health person
in
He knows all the top-tier, world-class doctors and nurses.
But
I just had a breakdown.
Less healthy than him.
Breakdown?
Breakdown. Go ahead and give
your
it
teeth
to
are
me.
Falling out of your head. Your back is completely out. Every minute you're on the floor trying to
traction. He needs one of those like hang upside down traction machines.
Is it possible you're doing it wrong?
No, sometimes you just dealt a difficult hand, and I mean,
Sarah does it all.
She does do it all.
Never down.
Never down.
I am down sometimes.
No, you're not.
Well, I just hide it well.
Is that right?
Saturday mornings are never pretty.
Oh, what happens?
Oh, well, all the heavy drinking.
Well, you know, I recover by Monday.
Oh, do you?
Generally. Monday, my favorite day of the week.
Speaking of drinking.
Oh, were we? Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about these bachelorettes.
Oh, yeah.
A 21-year-old in England named Kaylee Brown has been gearing up for her wedding, and last Sunday was her bachelorette party.
Oh, fun.
One of her best friends is a woman named Harriet Brown.
I think they call it a bird party or a hen party over there.
They'd both been out drinking, and they were walking home at 3 in the morning.
What a great night.
When they saw smoke coming from a random apartment.
Oh, no.
And even though they were both, had a few, they still saved the day.
Oh.
While Kaylee called for help, Harriet went to the back door and heard the guy yelling for help, so she broke in, got upstairs, and found the guy in his 70s who couldn't get out. She helped him down the stairs and saved his life. He must have been disoriented because he told them there was also a kid upstairs. So then Harriet went back in and searched until she couldn't stand the smoke anymore. Luckily, the guy was wrong. There's no kid.
He just sent her back up into
no
the
one
inferno?
Else was in there. Yes.
Harriet.
He could have killed Harriet.
She's a hero.
Harriet
She's a heroine.
Says her instincts just kicked in.
Yeah. Happens.
She didn't think she really did anything special. Quote, anyone would have done what
is
we did.
Is she the bride or one of the bridesmaids?
Kaylee is the bride.
Oh, she didn't want to get burned.
And Harriet is one of the best friends, one of the bridesmaids.
Oh, that's nice.
Harriet. That is an old-timey name.
I like the name Harriet.
I like it, too.
Oh, brother.
You don't like it?
I mean...
I like Henrietta, too. I think those are
You know
cute.
What name I like?
What name?
Ripley.
Yeah, Ripley's a good name. It's a good, solid name. Edie's a great name, though. Yeah,
I like Edie as well.
Is Edie a Ripley?
Yeah, I miss it, but, you know, it's a hard thing, the naming kids.
It is. It's tough.
Having them in general is hard.
Everything about kids, hard.
Right. It's tough stuff.
Rewarding. Sometimes. It is.
You're enjoying it right now. We're all enjoying it. Our oldest is doing fantastic. He's on a bus right now.
Oh,
heading into town.
You mean my kid?
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought you were talking about your oldest. I was like, oh, good. Great.
Our oldest is doing great.
Oldest, I get it.
He's on a bus into town right now for his internship at one of the bigs.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And by bigs, I mean the big.
Yeah.
The biggest.
No more about that.
Oh.
No
He's
more.
Doing great.
He signed an NDA. I don't even think I'm supposed to know where he works.
Oh, really?
I don't know. No, I'm definitely not supposed to say anything about it.
Well, I didn't
here.
Go anywhere near the name. It's just a big company. That's it.
Yep.
Anyway, he's doing great.
He is doing great.
We couldn't be prouder.
Rob Red.
And the other one just graduated and performed at the show.
Took a big step out of his comfort zone. So proud of him.
You know what? We never talked about that. Is he proud of himself?
He is.
Or did he go, I should have never done it?
No. It's funny, though, because as we were heading home that night, I said, well, I got it on video. Do you want me to send it to you? And he goes, I don't know if I want to watch it. And I said, listen, I get that sentiment. It's never video, whatever, the sound. It just is never captured the way it was, and you want to remember it. the way you remember it. I said, but it was really good, so I'm going to send it to you, and when you want to, when you're ready, you can watch it.
Do you know if he has?
I don't. Oh. I don't talk to him about it. He's such a sweet boy. God,
He's right to wait. He's right to wait till he's ready.
I really felt like just those opening strains on guitar, I'm like, you were killing it.
You know what, though? You have memories of things where you feel like you did a lot better. Like, it went great.
Or worse.
No, I know things where I'm like, that went great. And then I see it and go, no.
I know.
Didn't go nearly as good as it felt.
Well, the thing is, it just never, you capture it and it just doesn't sound as good. And it's just, that's why I'm so insistent that nothing should ever be taped. Like, just let it happen around you. And
agreed. How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vinny. Let's hear one.
If minimum wage had grown at the same rate as Wall Street bonuses, minimum wage would be $33 an hour today.
Oh.
$33 an hour today.
And people could still barely live on it.
Right. Cul-de-sac literally translates to butt of the bag in French.
Oh, my God. How hilarious.
Butt of the bag.
I live on a butt of the bag.
There
I'm
going to
start
go.
Writing that instead of cul-de-sac.
There are now more than 7,400 breweries in the United States. In 1979, there were 90.
How many are there now?
7,400 breweries.
I guess people count their basements as breweries. Because sometimes they're really producing some real beer out of there.
There's a rare type of watermelon with a solid black rind that grows on an island called Hokkaido in Japan. Hmm. They're called Densuke watermelons. Only about 10,000 are produced every year, and they sell for $250 each.
Are they delicious?
It doesn't say if they're...
I need to know if they're good.
The Densuke watermelon.
Oh, from the Hokkaido or something.
I'm not going to try it again. I mean, I feel like I'm going to let that one.
It's cool. It looks like a bowling ball.
Oh. What's the color inside?
It's just bright red.
Oh.
Here, I'll bring it in.
No, just hold it up from right there. I'm sure I can see it from here. Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is actually quite shiny and bowling ball looking. They even have a big sticker
shiny
on it.
Shiny and new.
The world's largest cashew tree is in Brazil.
Oh.
The what? Cashew tree?
Yeah.
Say it again.
It's 80,000 square feet, which means it's the size of about 5 football fields.
What? So you're saying it just keeps rooting out and growing new stems?
The world's largest cashew tree is in Brazil. It's 80,000 square feet. 5 football fields.
I wonder if a lot of squirrels live in that tree. Because they love nuts so much.
Good one.
Oh, how will they even get to them?
Oh, here's the picture of it. See it?
Oh, that's all, one tree, huh?
All the people sitting around.
Damn. Big tree. You see it?
You like cashews?
Oh, my God. I love cashews. I like most nuts.
Cashews or pistachios?
Got any nuts?
Pistachios or cashews?
Pistachios.
I know, right? All the way.
So good.
Do you like halibut?
I do. I do. The halonut. I like that very much. Nuts in general. I love nuts.
Ever been on a date and realized the person across the table seemed to be enjoying her food more than she was enjoying your company?
Woman?
Yeah, of course. Well, I've had some pretty crappy dates, so they don't even enjoy the food. At that point, everyone just wants to leave. You're trapped.
It's too bad we can't just say, you know what, let's just call
this quits. How many dates have you had that are that bad?
30.
I mean...
I've had a couple crummy ones, but I've never had... like such a number the way you reference it.
Yeah. I'm not a good picker.
You should let me pick for you.
No. With all these health issues, it's good that I'm single because I don't have to drag anyone down with me.
Oh.
I thought to myself, man, if I had owned a house, had a kid, married, this would not go well.
What are you talking about?
Well, you just have to you can't put your whole life on hold to get better, right?
Well,
you're
no,
doing it.
I am because I can't. Yeah. Just bragging about
free like a bird.
Oh, right.
Come on.
Well, and you have the most unique work experience
of
a work situation
time.
Of all times.
I'm a little jealous. Of
everyone's
it.
Like, go ahead, do what you want.
Yeah,
get
do
better,
what you want to do. Yeah, I want you to get better.
Get better.
Anyway, according to a new study, up to 1 in 3 women say, "Yeah, I've gone on a date with a guy, and all I wanted was the free meal."
Oh. I would never date someone for a meal, but I guess I haven't been poor enough. You know, I guess if you're really hungry, meet some guy out on the street. Please take me out for dinner.
My worst date. I mean, I've had.
Oh,
but
let's
the one
this.
Where
this
I went out
good.
With this girl, I met her on Facebook. We go out, and I feel like we're chatting, and it's not going as smoothly as you'd like,
it's
but
not
it's
flowing,
fine,
right?
But then she starts saying something about how she's got a dentist and she's not sure if a DJ is better than a dentist. And she's trying to figure out if...
She's trying to get you to tell her what you make.
Yeah.
And I'm listening to this, trying to figure out what the hell kind of conversation are you having with yourself in front of me?
So what'd you say?
I just... The date was over at that point.
Oh.
And I just went.
You just endured the rest of the.
I just enjoyed my meal. I just wrote the rest of it off. Like, okay, this is. I have no idea.
I don't care if DJs are
better. Who you are or what you're doing, but I'm not. I don't know if you're even trying to inspire competition in me. I don't know what you're going for.
Yeah, maybe she thought it was hilarious. Like, will he take the bait?
You had to be there, but the vibe wasn't funny at all. The vibe was super creepy. Like, I'm supposed to be getting some kind of jealousy.
I wonder
something.
If she did the same thing in front of the dentist, and he too just enjoyed his meal.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, maybe that guy.
Maybe she's alone and lonely, still sitting at a table waiting for someone
just,
to join her so she can rank
off
them.
Like so loserish.
How hot is she?
She was very hot.
Oh, that's
well, yeah. He only dates hot girls.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying. You know, most girls wouldn't like be that aggressive.
It was
who else
bold,
they're dating.
Dude. It was
maybe she didn't know she was talking out loud. Maybe she's one of those people that just talks to themselves all the time and doesn't even notice they're doing it out loud.
I was in an event with one of my buddies, and his booty call was there. And his booty call actually ran up to him at the event and said, "Listen, I'm seeing somebody. He's coming to this. Just be super cool." Like, and he's like, yeah, no problem. And literally she brings the other dude over. And they are literally making out right in front of his face the entire party. And he's just like sitting there watching his booty call make out with her new boyfriend.
And was he like jealous or was he like...
Yeah, he was bummed out. Yeah, I was like, okay.
So she was more than a booty call.
He's like, let's get out of here.
Oh.
Well, don't worry, she called him later.
That just reminded me of the casting on Big Brother. You know what I'm talking about.
No, which one are you talking about?
Where the girl goes, I've been in a long-term relationship that just broke up.
Yes.
And then it turns out the two people know each other.
Right.
And one is related to the...
I think it's someone in the short guy that I like's family was dating this girl.
The casting's incredible. So I'm watching it with Christina and she goes, how's that? I'm like, they did that on purpose. What do you mean, how's that? It's possible because they went...
And they both kind of played it off like, we don't know each other.
No, but I mean, the casting person must have been all, oh, I got two people from the same.
I know. How
did
no one in their family know?
That... Well, because they stopped talking.
Yeah.
Because of the breakup.
Yeah.
I loved it. It's delicious.
I was wondering about that girl. Do you think she's bi or is she like chicks only? She was saying significantly older woman.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't normally think...
I just wondered if she was going to be open to showmances, you know. I always like to see the people.
With other women or dudes, you mean?
Either.
Oh.
With both. Either. One, the other. All of them.
I don't know.
I don't either. Maybe there'll be a throuple.
I usually trip out on the bisexual thing. I think.
Why?
Just because I think if once you've gotten yourself into a relationship, it feels more like you've committed.
To that gender?
Not even that you have to commit. It's just that that's what is a better fit for you.
Right.
But
well,
I
right
could
now,
be wrong.
Now your person has to watch out for the whole world, not just one gender.
Well, I don't know. I just think that, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see it. People just like love people, like love a certain person, and you know.
I don't. But anyway, one in three women will go out for a meal.
Just to get a meal,
right?
Just because they're hungry. Yeah, all right. If you're gonna pay,
all right,
I'll do it.
Text numbers 800-400-3697, and I'll read those after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.